walking down this track, I got tears in my eyes, trying to read a letter from my home. If this train runs me right, Lord, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Now this train I ride on is 100 coaches long. You can hear the whistle blow 10,000 miles. If this train runs me right, Lord, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles. Woman tells me so, I'm gonna railroad no more. I'll sidetrack that train and go home. If this train runs me right, Lord, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow.
Hello and welcome to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 UMFM. My name is Amanda Stefaniak, and we just heard a 1958 recording of Alan Arkin covering Woody Guthrie's 900 Miles. And we recently lost the Academy Award-winning actor at the age of 89. And while he's known today primarily for his decades of comedic and dramatic performances, he originally started out in the early folk music scene of New York City, even recording a solo album in 1955. The next year, he co-founded the folk music group The Terriers, and we'll hear their version of Rock Island Line from their self-titled album. We'll also hear Arkin, along with his son Adam, and the Weavers' Lee Hayes, as part of their group, The Babysitters, which released children-based folk albums over a period of 10 years. He also was one of the original cast members of famed improv institution The Second City in the early 1960s, and spent some time on the New York stage, even winning a Tony Award for Enter Laughing in 1963. The play was based on a book by Carl Reiner. While Arkin didn't end up recreating the role in the 1967 film adaptation, his own big screen debut in Norman Jewison's The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming, coincidentally also featured Reiner in a lead role. The film also earned Arkin his first Oscar nomination for Best Actor. And we'll hear Peggy Lee with a cover of The Shining Sea from that film, followed by Henry Mancini's haunting theme for 1967's Wait Until Dark, which earned Arkin another Oscar nomination for his chilling portrayal of Harry Rowe, the villain who terrorized Audrey Hepburn throughout the film. But let's jump into some more music, with Alan Arkin covering one of the Weavers' biggest hits, Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, from his 1955 album.
When I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking over what I had missed. I got me a girl, I kissed her, and then, oh Lord, I kissed her again. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Well, I asked, would she marry and be my sweet wife, and we would live together all of our lives. I begged and I pleaded like a natural man, and then, oh Lord, she gave me her hand. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Well, I worked mighty hard, and so did my wife, for working hand in hand to make a good life. With wheat in the fields and corn in the bin, I was, oh Lord, the father of twins. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Well, our children numbered just about four, and then they all had sweethearts knocking at the door. They all got married and they didn't hesitate. I was, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Well, now we are old and ready to go. I get to thinking what happened a long time ago. We had lots of kids and trouble and pain, but oh Lord, we do it again. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Well, it's cloudy in the east, and it looks like rain, and I bought me a ticket for a railroad train.
Hi, Lord, that water, shovel in the coal. Stick your head out the window, watch the Rock Island roll.
Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it is the road to ride. Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. Well, if you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line.
Now the 7:45 was always late. It arrived tonight about 7:45.
The conductor hollered as they cheered his name. We're right on time, but this is yesterday's train.
Oh, the Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it is the road to ride. Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. Well, if you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line.
Now the engineer said before I die, there's just two drinks that I've got to try.
The conductor hollered, hey, what can they be? A cold hot chocolate and a warm iced tea.
Oh, the Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it is a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. Well, if you wanna ride it, gotta ride it like a fighter. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line.
Now the eastbound train is on the westbound track. Westbound train was on the eastbound track.
The conductor hollered, ain't that fine? What a heck of a way to run a railroad line.
Oh, the Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it is a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. Well, if you wanna ride it like you find it. Ticket at the station for the Rock Island.
This is how I got to be a babysitter. It was on account of Adam. His folks used to bring him over to my house in a big basket, and they'd put him up on my desk while they went out to the movies or somewhere. And Adam would lie there snoozing and snoring and snorting, and once in a while he'd wake up and he'd look up at me and...
Look.
Well, I guess he thought something was funny. But Adam's favorite babysitter has always been his own daddy, and when he was just a little fellow, why, the two of them used to spend a lot of time together.
This little piggy went to...
Mama.
This little piggy stayed...
Home.
This little piggy had...
Men.
No, this little piggy had...
Wolf teeth.
This little piggy had...
Men.
And this little piggy went...
Whee!
Of course, Adam is lucky because his father is a musician and he's made up all kinds of songs for Adam to sing and for them to sing together.
They say it's better. They say it's good.
Then when Adam got a little older, why, once in a while he'd play the piano and his father would try to keep up with him on the guitar. Best of all, he's had his father to help him learn songs and sing songs with him.
One, two,
three. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round on a busy morning. The motor on the bus goes vroom, vroom, vroom. On a busy morning, the driver on the bus says, move on back, move on back, move on back. The driver on the bus says, move on back, on a busy morning.
What else is there? The windshield wipers?
The windshield wipers goes windshield wipers.
I don't know.
And once in a while, they let me sing with them.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all on a busy morning.
We loved the shining sea. He gathered seashells there for me. His hands, his strong brown. We'd sit there on the sand. He'd kiss the hollow of my hand. His kiss, I miss his kiss. I can't believe he's gone. I think I'll go where he might be. I'll go
22-year-old Georgia girl wrote her first book. She became the youngest American writer ever to join the company of immortals. Her name, Carson McCullers. She called her book, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. She told about herself at 16, about what she liked and saw and wanted.
This was the first party I ever gave. I'd never even been to more than four or five.
It was nice if you let me come.
Oh, well, I was flattered you wanted to. I mean, we're so much younger than you. 2 years behind in school.
Oh, well, I didn't have anything better to do.
She told about the man who came to live in her family's house.
The other people had been ordinary, but Mr. Singer was not. Hi, Mr. Singer. Want to come look at my party? Really? Singer was always talking to Antonopoulos. His hand shaped the words in a swift series of designs.
She told about the violent stranger.
He was like a man who had served a term in prison, or had been to Harvard College, or lived for a long time with foreigners in South America.
Well, you got a heart, you know that?
Okay, mister, that's enough.
Hey, it's a free country.
Well, the country may be free, but the beer ain't. Now you just come along nice and quiet before I have to get rough.
Well, okay, boy.
But most of all, she told about herself.
I felt very old. And it was like something was heavy inside me. I'd become a grown person now, whether I wanted to be or not.
I never did more than kiss a girl before this.
Me neither.
Carson McCullers looked straight into the people around her and saw to the heart of their loneliness, their pity, and their terror. She made of them a masterpiece called The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Now that masterpiece is a motion picture.
Fly anymore.
Why?
I've flown 35 missions, for Christ's sake.
Take it easy.
Now that sadistic nut has raised the number up to 50. In any other outfit, I would have been rotated after 25. Doc, you gotta help me out.
Look, I'm due for rotation myself in a couple of months if I don't cause any trouble or break any rules. And one of the rules says I can't ground anyone just because he asks me to.
Can you ground somebody who's crazy?
Of course, I have to. There's a rule that says I have to ground anyone who's crazy.
I'm crazy!
Who says so?
Ask anybody. Ask Daly, Doc, McGuire. Hey, Orr! Orr, tell him!
Tell him what?
Am I crazy?
He's crazy, Doc. He won't fly with me. I take good care of him, but he won't. He's crazy, all right.
Yes, that's proof, isn't it? They all sound crazy.
They're crazy.
Then why are you ground this?
Why don't they ask me to ground them?
Because they're crazy, that's why.
Of course they're crazy. I just told you that. You can't let crazy people decide whether you're crazy or not, can you?
He's all crazy.
Of course he is. He has to be crazy to keep flying after all the close calls he's had.
Then why can't you ground him?
I can, but first he has to ask me.
That's all he's got to do to be grounded?
That's all.
And then you can ground him?
No, then I cannot ground him. There's a catch.
A catch?
Sure, catch 22. Anyone who wants to get out of combat isn't really crazy, so I can't ground him.
Okay. Let me see if I got this straight. In order to be grounded, I've got to be crazy. And I must be crazy to keep flying. But if I ask to be grounded, that means I'm not crazy anymore and I have to keep flying.
You've got it. That's catch 22. Woo!
That's some catch, sir, catch 22.
It's the best there is.
You're listening to Mondo Hollywood's tribute to Alan Arkin on UMFM. For complete set lists, please visit the show's website at mondohollywood.ca. Before that brief clip of 1970's Catch-22, we heard music from 1968's Inspector Clouseau, which found the actor replacing Peter Sellers as the Pink Panther detective for one film. And we also heard from Dominic Frontier's soundtrack of Poppy, the film which was directed by Arkin's future in-laws director, Arthur Hiller. The 1970s found Arkin taking on a series of eclectic films, including 1972's Deadhead Miles, co-written by Terrence Malick and Vernon Zimmerman, Dr. Sigmund Freud in 1976's 7% Solution, and stepping behind the camera for 1971's Little Murders. He ended off the decade by appearing in one of the most legendary comedies of all time, 1979's The In-Laws, opposite the great Peter Falk. We'll also hear more of Arkin's song stylings, including his 1980 appearance on The Muppet Show with The Electric Mayhem, and 1981's title song for his mostly forgotten comedy with Carol Burnett called Choo Choo and the Philly Flash. There also will be a suite from 1985's Joshua Then and Now, the film adaptation of Mordecai Richler's novel, which earned Arkin a Best Supporting Actor at the Genie Awards, the Canadian version of the Oscar. But let's start off the set with the trailer of 1975's Hearts of the West, a love letter to Hollywood B-movie westerns of the 1930s, where Arkin plays wannabe leading man Jeff Bridges, frustrated director.
Remember those Saturday afternoon westerns? Return with us now to the real golden age of the great American cowboy, the age of Tom Mix, Tim McCoy, and Hoot Gibson.
You don't have to act so refined around me. This ain't the cotillion.
Hold it. That's awful.
Take a look at that. What do you see? Why hell, were those features in that outfit?
I get goosebumps just looking at it.
This is the story of Louis Tater.
Bagel, sir?
Who blazed a fiery trail across the barren wastes.
Oh, might I suggest the sturgeon? The lox is very salty here.
Of Hollywood and Vine.
We'll cheer each other with the Pagan Lassa.
The question is, can a 25-year-old man believe, really believe in Yippee-Ti-Yi-Yay and survive?
But what I am really, see, is a writer.
Come with me,
This guy's a crook?
They're all crooks down here. At least this one don't make any bones about it.
Welcome to Tijuana! Hit the dirt!
Is he dead?
He's alive. He's putting on a hell of an act, ain't he? Roll over!
They're taking off without us!
That's standard procedure. What? We gotta make a run for his car.
We'll never make it.
We'll never make a lion here. That's for damn sure. You ready?
No. No, I'm ready.
Serpentine!
What?
Serpentine! Serpentine!
Where the hell are the keys?
Are you kidding me?
Out of the car.
They must be in his pocket.
I'll get him.
No! I'll get him. I'd rather die running than be left here alone.
Chill! You don't know what you're saying.
I can't take it anymore. The idea of you out there dead and me all alone back here with the smoke and the bullets. I can't take it.
Are you serious?
I can't stay here.
Okay, but remember, Serpentine.
Absolutely.
What a guy.
But anyway, it's guest star time, and here I am to introduce him. Unless, of course, he's turned into a raging beast.
Oh, good news, Chief. Hmm? He's been his normal, lovable self for a few minutes now.
Oh, good. Incidentally, do you know where Miss Piggy is right now?
No.
Well, it might be best to keep her in her dressing room, because I don't think she should hear this closing number.
Anything you say, boss.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the world knows Alan Arkin as a great film actor, but wait, he's also a fantastic singer and composer. Here he is singing one of his most beloved ballads, Mr. Alan Arkin! Yeah!
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be back on The Muppet Show. It's fantastic to be back on The Muppet Show, even if it is the first time I've been on The Muppet Show. But seriously, folks, we'd like to do a little number for you now that it's about one of my favorite animals. I certainly hope it's about one of your favorite animals. A little number we call Pig. If you live in a barnyard, and mother's a sow, if you sleep on manure, don't ask me how. If your eyes are quite tiny, and your ears very big, you can be fairly certain what you are is a pig.
Pig, 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 pig.
If you like to dig truffles out from under the ground, if you like to make noises, oinks, your favorite sound. If you sleep through the morning, every chance you can rig, there's no need to question what you are as a pig.
Pig, 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 pig,
pig, pig, pig,
pig, pig.
If you like to push garbage around with your nose, if you like to feel mud ooze up between your two toes, if your tail is all curly but not all that big, then don't bother to wonder, you can bet you're a pig.
Yeah.
Hey, no, no, no. No, no, mister.
Well, if you walk in your breakfast, if you're sitting your lunch, if you're rolling your dinner, then I've got a strong hunch you're no muskrat or beaver, no tomato or fig. There's no need to question, I'm gonna tell you the truth of the situation. What you are, my friend, you might as well find out now. What you are is a pig.
I don't care nothing about the weather, and I never even heard about the war. I haven't had no truck with no dry cleaners, not since 1964. I don't need no mansion in the south of France, 'cause I'm a simple man. And you may think it's funny, but all I need is you, oh my darling, and a whole lot of money. I never had no use for a derby hat or a necktie binding up my throat. Don't look for me in no feather bed, 'cause I'll be sleeping right here in the corner in my overcoat. I don't have no use for no home computer. I don't need no microwave. I don't want no Roto-Rooter. All I need is you, oh my darling, and a whole lot of money. I don't need no Avon ladies hanging around my door. I keep away from every kind of foreign food, and I've explained all this to you before. I don't want to have dinner with the president, because I don't like a lot of people hanging around. I don't want to take a raft down the Colorado River. I hate the city, and I don't like town. I don't want to know what day it is. I don't care if it's cloudy. I don't care if it's sunny. All I need is you, oh my darling, and a whole lot of money.
But 'cause I don't believe in wasting time. Well, I'm known for pretty women, and I cause them to change their mind. Well, now some may call me Joe, some may call me Mo. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, now the uncle calls me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mr. Call me Joe. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, now they all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Well, now they all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. And now they gonna call me Speedo till they call off making pretty girls.
Was Danny Elfman's Ice Dance from 1990's Edward Scissorhands, in which Alan Arkin played Winona Ryder's father. Before that, we heard The Cadillacs with Speedo from Coupe de Ville, also released that same year. Thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood today on UMFM in Winnipeg. I'll be back again next week with another curated hour of soundtrack music. Let's end off this tribute to Alan Arkin with some music from his standout films from the last 30 years, including Slums of Beverly Hills, Little Miss Sunshine, and Glengarry Glen Ross. We'll also hear Alan Sherman's Halo Mara, Halo Fara from the soundtrack of 1993's Indian Summer. I've long been a fan of the Mike Binder comedy set in Ontario, where Arkin starred as summer camp owner Uncle Lou alongside a great cast of supporting actors including Bill Paxton, Diane Lane, Kevin Pollak, and even director Sam Raimi in a small role. We'll close off the show with Arkin singing a duet with Anne Margaret on Hallelujah, I Love Her So, from the 2017 remake of Going in Style. But first, let's hear Al Jarreau with Blue Skies from 1992's Glengarry Glen Ross, where Arkin delivered an amazing performance as a sad sack salesman. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, stay safe and take care.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. In the morning there's bluebirds singing a love song. Nothing but bluebirds from now on.
saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Marafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
Papa loves mambo, Mama loves mambo. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow. Papa loves mambo,
Papa loves mambo,
Mama loves mambo,
Mama loves mambo.
Papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it, now he goes to, she goes fro, he goes fast, she goes slow, he goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves mambo, Mama loves mambo. Having a fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves mambo,
Papa loves mambo,
Mama loves mambo,
Mama loves mambo.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves mambo tonight.
Papa loves mambo, Mama loves mambo.
He goes fro, he goes fast, she goes slow, he goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves Mambo,
Papa loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo.
I happen to fling again, younger than spring again, that zing again, wow.
Papa loves mambo,
mambo papa,
Mama loves mambo,
mambo mama.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba,
'cause Papa loves the mambo tonight.
baby at your lips next door. Every morning before the sun comes up, she brings me coffee and my favorite cup. That's why I know.
Yes, I know.
Hallelujah, I just love you so. Now if I call her on the telephone,
then what happens?
And tell her that I'm all alone.
Oh my God.
By the time I count to four,
oh,
I hear her knocking at my door.
Oh.
In the evening when the sun goes down, when there's nobody else around.
Ooh, kiss me, hold me tight. Tell me, baby, everything's alright.